Dave McCurley, and on this Thursday morning, I am thoroughly just glad to have someone in here that I've known for a long time, and he is now the new elected mayor of Sylacauga. I'm going to call him Dr. Matt Hubbard. He is to me, but he's always coach to me. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it, and I appreciate being here. And look, you, I tell people, I joke around. They say, should we call you Mr. Hubbard, Coach Hubbard, Dr. Hubbard, Mayor Hubbard? What? Look, I've been called a lot worse, so yeah. Just take your pick.
You can call him Matt. He'll answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, listen, first of all, for people that don't know Matt Hubbard, mm-hmm. let's talk about your roots, where you're from, yeah. your family and everything, because they have been an integral part of what you accomplish this week.
Absolutely. Now, I was born and raised in Atala, Alabama, about an hour and a half north of here, and played high school ball at Etowah High School, and was played starting quarterback for 3 years on the football team. And actually, you know, we played Sylacauga back in those days. So I've been familiar with folks like Pookie Wilson and Dan Gaddis and Stephen Cornbread Morris and some of those, Bill Hodges and those guys that played football back in those days for Coach Flippo.
Yep.
And and I played basketball at Etowah. So I'm, you know, familiar with Brad Proctor and John Tankersley and some of those guys that played, and some of those same football players played on those basketball
teams. They did.
So I've always been familiar with Sylacauga and in baseball, you know, All-Stars we played. But anyway, grew up there in Atala. Then I was fortunate enough to get a men's basketball scholarship to Snead State and Boaz and played there, and earned another scholarship to Athens State University in Athens, Alabama, and finished my career out there. And then I started teaching and coaching in Madison County at Buckhorn High School, and was just blessed to have great success there. My first year coaching girls basketball in 93, we made it to the state championship game, and we lost that game to the defending state champion, but we were there, graduated about 80% of our scoring and rebounding, those type things, and came back the next year with a freshman point guard and a bunch of sophomores and won the state championship in 94. So just blessed with a lot of success there. Left there after 3 years, went to Shades Valley in Jefferson County for a couple of years, and had the good fortune of working with Robert Higginbotham and Owen Butts.
Owen Butts.
Yeah.
Can I tell you that when I was in high school at Sylacauga High School, we went to Shades Valley every year at a Christmas tournament. There was probably 25, 30 teams, and he was the coach then. And, of course, we went up there for 4 days.
And that's when, you know, Gerald Douglas was coaching here at Sylacauga, and Owen was coaching at Shades Valley, and they were both teammates at the University of Montebello.
Gerald was my high school coach, and all of those guys that you mentioned just a few moments ago with Brad Proctor and John Tankersley, Rick Rumsey, all those guys, they were the first ever boys state championship team here at Sylacauga in 88. And, of course, years before that with John Hand and Troy Morris and that bunch, you know, we made – every round and got to the state championship game, but we never won it until that year.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, because when I got hired down here at Sylacauga, one of the first people I wanted to go see was Gerald Douglas, and he was principal at East Highland School, junior high school. And so I sat down, you know, introduced myself to him, and I started asking him about those former players, Stephen Powell, you know, and those guys. And I let him know. I said, you know, I played basketball at Etowah, and he remembered it well. He remembered my coach, Gid Riddle, and all that, because, you know, that coaching fraternity is tight, you know.
Absolutely.
And everything. And had we beaten Woodlawn High School when I played at Etowah my senior year, we would have played Sylacauga for the 88 state championship.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's who Sylacauga actually beat Woodlawn twice that year.
Yeah, sure did.
And you know where the other place was?
Svit. Yeah, yep. With Shades Valley Invitational Tournament.
Absolutely right.
That's what they called it, the Svit.
Yep. but listen, tell us a little bit about your family, too. I know they've helped you a lot with this.
Absolutely. You know, I met my wife, Natalie, here. We were both teachers at Sylacauga High School. I was a science and PE teacher and coaching, and Natalie was an English teacher. And that's where we met and just fell in love. And you know, the rest is kind of history, as they say. And this is where we wanted to put our roots down and raise Brady and Hayden. And we've been fortunate and blessed enough to do that. And Brady's 19 now. He's a graduate of Sylacauga High School, and he played boys basketball, and he played on the boys soccer team. And he's a sophomore now at the University of Alabama. And our youngest is Hayden, and he's a junior at Sylacauga High School, and he plays basketball and soccer as well. So just very proud of them. When we started our ground game, so to speak, at the campaign, Brady was who went with me to start knocking on doors.
Yep.
And our goal was to try to hit 100 to 200 doors a day, you know, and he's still young enough where he could help do that, and he would wear daddy out, you know. He'd come in, he'd still be ready to go, and I'd be worn out, ready, you know, to jump in that recliner and get a little rest and all. But just, you know, started seeing a lot of good things from that, and people responded really well to Brady. And so when he went to college, I asked our youngest son, Hayden, I said, you know, you think you would be interested in helping? Oh, yeah, Daddy, yeah. And so he asked after the first day, he said, you think I can bring some of my buddies? And I said, absolutely.
There you go.
You know, because the more we get our youth involved in this process,
that's,
you know,
your future Sylacauga people.
Absolutely. And people loved it. I mean, they loved engaging with the kids in this process. So I'm really proud of that.
Well, I was telling you, you know, off air that KJ took Brindley, my granddaughter, down there to the polls on Tuesday when he worked. And, of course, my mother has been working the polls for I don't know how many years. I think yesterday or Tuesday might have been her last one.
Oh, wow.
She's 83 years old. And but anyway, she took Brindley around. So people love those kids.
They do.
And those grandkids. And that's your future. Yep. Well, listen, we're going to step aside and play some more music. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Matt about how everything evolved for him, the hardness that he has worked, because this has been a job. It's not just you throw your name in the ring and hope for the best. They have really worked hard, and we're going to talk about that and some of the future things that you may see in Sylacauga if it comes to fruition for his rights. And, of course, we'll do that more with the new mayor-elect of Sylacauga, Coach Matt Hubbard. Dave McCurley sitting in with the new newly elected mayor of Sylacauga, Matt Hubbard. And, Coach, I got to ask you, when you get involved in politics, mm-hmm. I don't care if it's for the city council or for whether it's a city planner or governor or whatever the case may be, it's going to be hard because you, me, everybody in the world has their own, I call skeletons in their closet.
Yeah.
But to me, politics is not the place to bring it out. I've told you that. I don't get into that. But you got to have some thick skin.
Yeah.
But you also got to know how to work. And I wanted to ask you, when you first decided that you were going to run for mayor, what was the first thing you did? Was it to get a team of people together that was going to support you?
Well, you know, but, you know, once I made that personal decision, you know, my first conversation was with my wife. It was with Natalie. And then after she and I had that conversation, it was with the boys. And then from that point forward, you know, that's where the coach and administrator and all that kicks in, because then I started organizing my game plan. You know, in other words, my strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And so just started, you know, you hear that phrase grassroots. You know, I knew we had to have a grassroots because I've never run a campaign. I've never run for political office before. So, and I knew, you know, growing up in the family I've grown up in, I had a good idea, you know, of what it takes and what's involved and those type things and the hours and the legwork that's involved in it and everything. So I just started making that strategy or that game plan. And, you know, I had to – I already knew my philosophy on fundraising. I knew I was not going to go out and ask businesses for money or any individual for money or anything like that. But now I would accept, you know, if people wanted to make donations. And I think we raised, as far as just a true contribution or donation, was like right at $5,000. And then I knew I was going to fund my campaign, you know, through my personal funds and so forth. And so and I did that on purpose because I did not want to create any kind of biased opinion from our community or anything. I want our citizens to know that, you know, when I do make decisions as a mayor or that I go seek businesses coming to town, that I'm doing so because I believe it is truly and purely in the best interest of Sylacauga. And there's nothing there to taint that, you know, that thought process or, you know, that effort or anything. So I understood how I wanted to approach fundraising, and that's how we approached it, and I'm proud that's how we did it. And then just timing everything out, I was purposeful in the planning of our launch party 4 months out. And when I looked at, you know, being able to knock on doors, I thought 4 months was going to be enough time frame to knock on every door in Sylacauga. It was not. There's roughly 4,500 doors to knock on. That's including apartments and everything in Sylacauga. And in that 4 months, we hit about 3,300 of those 4,500 doors. And so that's something that I would figure in. Now, the majority of those 3,300 were just Brady, my older son, and myself. And so once the runoff, or once he went to college, you know, I had Hayden and some of his buddies. But then the runoff is when our team really, when we joined forces with JIDA, that's when, you know, our numbers on volunteers really grew. But so just going back to that strategy, knowing how we're doing fundraising, knowing how we're going to strategize to get out the vote and knock on doors and meet with our citizens and community, and then ordering, you know, all the campaign materials, you know, the door hangers and then the placards and the business cards, T-shirts, hats. And I was committed to spending all that money locally, you know. And then we roughly had about $30,000 in the campaign. Well, 3,000 of that was spent on the large billboard outside of where Old Pelicans and Piggly Wiggly is.
Right.
And so 90% of all my campaign contributions were spent locally right here in Sylacauga. And so that was important to me to get that money back into our economy here locally and support our local businesses. So just, you know, being very purposeful in that strategy and then, you know, executing it and following right through. Yeah.
Well, I got to ask you this, and this may be an off-the-wall question, excuse me, but, you know, you're from Atala.
Yeah.
You lived in a bigger place than what Sylacauga is and, of course, went off to college. There are so many people. Sylacauga is a unique place, mm-hmm, in the fact that there's so many young people that graduate high school here, yeah, they go to college, and they come back here.
Yeah.
They want to work here. They want to raise their families here. Mm-hmm. Being the mayor-elect of Sylacauga now, it has to really warm your heart in the fact that this is where you want to make a difference after you've already been, yeah, a coach, an administrator, yeah, a dad. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you're still a dad. You always will be, just like, yeah, me. But I'm saying this is where you want to make a difference, not Atala.
Yeah.
And it's no,
yeah,
disrespect to Atala.
Oh, no. Those folks know I love my,
absolutely,
Atala. Yeah.
But Sylacauga is unique.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why Natalie and I chose to stay here and grow roots and, you know, grow our family here and, you know, and just all of those special relationships we have as being educators and coaches and teachers and so forth. So, you know, when we first got married, we were going to church over in Childersburg at Grace Baptist, mm-hmm, and we loved it. It was a wonderful church, Brother Frank and all over there. And we just sat down one night and, you know, we said we could have a greater impact on our sphere of influence, if you will, with our students if we went to church here in Sylacauga. So that's when we started going to First Methodist here in Sylacauga. And then, you know, currently we're at First Baptist and been there for, you know, about 5 or 6 years, somewhere like that. But it was just wanting to have that impact. And so now to have this type of impact.
Yeah.
And people who've heard me speak before, I do talk about a sphere of impact with that, you know, influence. Because as a teacher and coach, you have a sphere of influence, to, you know, over 150, 200 kids. And then you move into administration in the building, and now you've got a sphere of influence with about 700 kids at the high school. You go to the central office, you have a sphere of influence with all 2,000 kids in that school system now. And so now as mayor, I'm going to have a sphere of influence with all 12,000 of our citizens. And so we just hope and pray that it's positive.
To me, it's the ripple effect.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, you hit the nail on the head. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Matt about his newly elected office, maybe some of the things that he would like to see. And also, before we let him get out of here, we're going to give him the opportunity to thank everybody for helping him, because this is not a one-man race. It is it's a work in progress. So we'll be back more with Matt Hubbard. Matt Hubbard in studio with me, the newly elected mayor as of Tuesday night in Sylacauga. I'm going to tell you something that you may not know. Of course, you met my mom. You went by her house, and she's been working the polls, like I said, for so long. But I got to tell you something else, too. My dad, he and my mom divorced about the time I graduated from Sylacauga High School. A little bit afterwards, I was at Auburn, and of course, later in life, they both remarried, and he moved to Red Bay, Alabama, which is up in northwest Alabama. But before then, he worked 39 years for the city of Sylacauga.
Wow.
Only job he ever had. He graduated from Chillsburg High School, went to work for the utilities board as an electrician.
Yeah.
And people can tell you Terry McCurley was probably the best electrician. Of course, I know he was my dad, but this apple rolled a long way from that tree. I don't know much about electricity, but working for the city.
Yeah.
I can remember back when I was a little bitty thing, and Dad took me to, you know, to restaurants and stuff to drink coffee with his buddies, his work buddies and everything. His boss, Ross Payton, was the mayor of Sylacauga at the time. How influential can it be? Because you've got to work closely with those heads of the city, the water department, the gas department, the police department, the fire department.
Yeah.
That's a big undertaking. And and a lot of times those relationships can be hurt if you know, certain circumstances don't go the way they want them. Talk about working with city heads.
Yeah, you know, and that's where I've said on some of my previous interviews that I believe I'm in a very fortunate situation, because, you know, my role in the school system for the last 10 years of my job was over operations. And so that put me in a position where I had the opportunity to work with a lot of our municipal department heads. So I already have that experience and that understanding of our, you know, municipal government. And, you know, and a lot of those department heads are still here. So hopefully that'll make it a smooth transition and, you know, an easier transition and easier or quicker, you know, to get on the same page with one another.
Yeah, it's funny because, like I said, I seen it from a worker standpoint, and then I can remember my childhood days when Mr. Ross, he'd pick at me every time I come to the shop with Daddy. But it's a unique situation. Now, let's talk about the city council, because it's kind of two separate things, even though the mayor and the city council work together. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to always get along. You're not going to always agree with every decision that every city council person makes. But that's where I think your administration skills come into effect.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And that's what I've shared with people. You know, a large part of my career, even with coaching, it's about getting, you know, different mindsets, different personalities, different attitudes, working together for the greater good of that team. Well, it's no different when you're an administrator of a school building. You have teachers with different opinions on something, and the same way with your students, you know. So you try to find that common ground, and then, you know, you start working from there. And it's no different with municipal politics or government. you know, it's all the art of compromise. And that's what I'm going to encourage our city council to do, is to come in with an open mind and just understand that you're not always going to get 100% of what it is that you may be wanting in a certain situation. And so we're going to have to work together to compromise for the greater good of the city. And it's been my experience, David, that when you do have differences of opinions and different perspectives and all that, when they do come together and they speak civilly and they speak intellectually and they can have intelligent conversations about whatever the topic is, usually the best solution or the best answer is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
And so that's usually, you know, working out, you know, we call it a win-win-win situation or a win-win, you know, depending on the circumstance. And so I've got, you know, literally a whole lifetime of experience doing that. So looking forward to it.
There's a man that I respected so much. His oldest son and I were best friends, a guy that you kind of come behind by the name of Coach Justin Martin.
Oh, yeah.
And he always said, you're only as good as the people around you.
Amen.
And to be honest with you, our city, and mm-hmm. I'm just going to put it out there, our city had for a while now has had kind of the negativity of mm-hmm. people not wanting to work with each other and this to this and this to that. It can easily be fixed if you meet in the middle, like what you said. Right. You're not going to always agree maybe with the person sitting next to you, but mm-hmm. what you can do is agree to disagree.
That's right.
And I know that's what you want to do. And, you know, city council is hard work. I've seen it with Lee now for years.
Yeah. And what I would encourage people to do as well, and this is something that's, you know, in my adult life, that this part of my spiritual walk has really grown and matured, if you will. But I would ask our prayer warriors here in Sylacauga, you know, is just make sure, you know, you think that you might not be able to do your part or whatever, but you can always pray
yep.
for your city leaders and your city government for the best, you know, for God's will to be done and for, you know, what's best in our community, in our city. So I would encourage, you know, our citizens who may not be involved in that governmental process or anything like that, that's a huge way that you can contribute to the overall morale and, you know, so forth, and let people know that, you know.
Yeah, you know, and you're right. We see churches a lot mm-hmm. go to these schools before mm-hmm. the first day of school, and they walk around and they pray. Yeah. We've done it at the flagpole
yeah.
here at City Hall mm-hmm. for different circumstances. I think the day that you're sworn in
yeah.
and the two new council members are sworn in,
mm-hmm.
I think it'd be a perfect time for yeah. for our churches and our religious leaders in this community to come together and say, hey, we don't have to be inside.
Absolutely.
Whatever. If they don't want us inside, that's one yeah. thing. But we can stand out here around the flagpole and we can have a word with God.
That's it. And, you know, and that's what it takes, you know. And now I know this from experience as well, wherever God's work is, you know, taking place, then the enemy's going to multiply his forces. And we have to be wise enough, you know, as faithful followers to understand that, you know. And you pray your way through that. You work your way through that. And we don't take it out on one another. You know,
no.
That's the easy route. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to be in conflict and at war with one another. And it's just simply just wasted energy.
I would be willing to bet mm-hmm. all the teams that you've coached over the many, many years, the teams that were better were yeah. the teams that didn't bicker with each other.
That's right.
And had accountability
yeah.
and went out there and worked with each other instead of against each
Absolutely.
Other.
Absolutely.
And that's the way it works with city government, too.
Amen.
We're going to have one more segment with Matt. I'm going to give him the opportunity to be thinking about some folks that he wants to thank because I know this has been a long, hard process, and I know he's tired. I think he might kick back and maybe watch some college football this weekend.
Yeah.
We'll be back more with Coach Matt Hubbard here in just a minute. in studio with the newly elected mayor of Sylacauga, Matt Hubbard, and I call him Coach. I call him Mr. Hubbard, Dr. Hubbard, Mayor Hubbard now. But he's just he's a great friend. And I tell you, I've served on boards and things with him at mm-hmm. church, you and I. Yeah. And I've had you've helped me do basketball games before on the radio. Yeah. And yep. It's just been a pleasure. I know you've worked hard, mm-hmm. but this hasn't been a single thing by no means. No. I'm sure there's some people you want to thank that this helped get you here.
Absolutely. You know, first of all, I'm gonna thank our creator just for giving yep. the opportunity and providing that opportunity. And, you know, first, you know, Natalie, cause she was receptive and supportive, and then the boys, and especially Brady, cause golly, he got out when it was at 110 degree, heat index, and he made it look so easy, you know,
He's a lot younger than you and me though.
Oh, man. I guarantee you, man, he handled it better than I did. And then, you know, Hayden and his friends, and then all the volunteers. I mean, we, you know, especially here towards the end, this past Saturday, it was close to 30 volunteers that we had going out through District 1 and 5, and that wouldn't have been possible without Miss Jada Combs and her endorsement, and she and her husband, Tommy. They've just become like family now, and we really enjoy that friendship and talking with them and kind of strategizing and everything. So I really want to thank them. And then just the community itself, because me personally, I didn't have a single negative interaction nope. with anyone in Sylacauga on all the doors we knocked on. I mean, everybody was just receptive. You know, they wanted to talk, and that was good because I learned a lot. And so just grateful for that and for our citizens, and then just grateful for the turnout, you know, because I've been watching the totals from other municipality yeah. runoffs and all, and I've seen totals from larger cities that are smaller than ours. I mean, because the first election, we were right under 2,300 votes on the mayoral race, and yesterday we hit 2,228. And so for a runoff, that's just exceptional.
That means everybody pretty much came back yeah, and voted yeah, the first time.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I've watched Lee Pearman, our owner. I don't know how many terms he's been, three now. But here's a man who graduated from Sylacauga High School. His mother was a teacher mm-hmm. at the high school. His dad was administrator at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Invested. He went off and worked for 30 years at the Associated Press, and he's mm-hmm. come back here and owns 13 radio stations now.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say, you know, as a radio station, TV station, that kind of thing, you really can't publicly endorse people yeah. because it makes it hard. But I will tell you, I want to say congratulations on being mayor. Know that Radio Alabama is gonna help, you know, with the city any way we can. Mm-hmm. If people don't believe that, all they got to do is look to our sports coverage.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
we cover 8 schools now
yeah.
with each individual networks mm-hmm. of that school, from not just football games. We do football, of course, you know, basketball, baseball, softball, mm-hmm. the whole 9 yards. I've been pressed now to call a volleyball or a track meet.
Wow.
And I don't know how I'm going to do that because I don't know a whole lot about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, good luck with that, David. Yeah.
But Michael Giddens does soccer. But
yeah.
we're set here to help in the communities, and all of our communities.
Mm.
And, of course, we've got a lot of people in and around here. Of course, you know, what Adam Fawcett has done at B.B. Yeah. Comer, mm-hmm. what Coach John Limbaugh, who is the longest tenured coach in yeah. Talladega County. He's also yeah. a pastor and somebody that yeah. I good respect yeah, very
me
much.
Me too.
And then a Sylacauga graduate, Matt Zediker, who's up in yeah. Childersburg and trying to turn that program around.
Yeah.
But not just sports, but our young people have a yeah. lot of positive things they can look to.
Yes.
And now I know they have a positive mayor in Sylacauga.
Well, I appreciate that, David. That means a lot to me.
And, of course, appreciate you being on with us.
Yes,
and, of
sir.
Course, anytime you want to come. And, hey, we live in the same area out there on
yeah.
the north side of town. We got to get together and watch football. Now, Matt's
yeah.
a huge Alabama fan, and I'm a huge Auburn fan. But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Right now, people are probably going to roast me for this.
Uh-oh.
I want to beat Alabama. But
yeah.
right now, I'd rather beat Georgia.
Yeah, I know. We got to get them.
And y'all got a big one this week
yeah,
with them.
Yeah.
So, how you see that going?
Well, I have mixed emotions about it because I feel like we're headed in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Everything's trending in the right direction. But here's the thing. Our road record right now with Coach DeBoer just is not good.
It's not good.
So it worries me. But the boys are playing well right now.
Well, I think you ran into a buzzsaw that first week. Number one, they were ready. But also, they're much improved.
Yeah.
To me, I don't think Georgia is as good as they've been.
I agree with that. And, we have Jam Miller coming back this week at running back and Keegan coming back on the defensive line. So, hopefully that'll make a big difference.
Hopefully so. So, Coach Matt Hubbard and the now newly elected Mayor Dr. Hubbard, I call him a lot of things, but the main thing I call him is a friend. And I know he's going to help to guide this city the very best you can. One thing I will say is, as people that you knocked on doors with, as well as everybody else, the first thing they can do to help you is to pray for you.
Amen. Absolutely. I'll take all the prayers I can get.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, thank you for being here.
Thank you, David.
All right.